We are doing another emergency garden report. This one is a legit emergency. Still kind of logging into everything as it's going on here. Bobby Manning is over there. I'm John Zanis. I know you guys, if you're joining us here, are following all of the developments here on social media and what's happening regarding Ime Udoka and the Boston Celtics. It's messy. It's unclear, which is part of the problem. Right now, the balance of, you know, both Ime Udoka's Celtics future and, you know, kind of the immediate future and possible long-term future of Boston Celtics, you know, really hangs in the balance. One thing I want to make sure we don't do is worry about the motivation behind what's happening with the team. Yeah, this is bad for the team. Losing your head coach right before training camp is bad for the team. But again, if something that Ime Udoka did or something that's going on behind the scenes merits this type of punishment, it is what it is in that regard. But the problem right now, Bobby, is we lack real clarity on any of the issues. And what do we know? Extremely little. It's limited to about two tweets. A Woj bomb at 10 o'clock, and just to set the stage here, and then we'll get your take. And, you know, please jump in on the chat here. And I know people have a lot of opinions about possible suspension and discipline coming up for Ime Udoka for something. So everybody's running wild with it. Couple hours later, it comes out that it's a relationship with a female staffer deemed consensual. And then it comes out, I guess, tweet number three, he could be suspended a year, which is insane, which means they take this extremely seriously. And then basically the fourth nugget here, the fourth pillar of all of this is most recently from Chris Mannix. Udoka's considering resigning, which I'm not surprised given the severity of the punishment and the fact that this might be ultimately the Celtics' you know, preferred outcome. Is yeah. that Ime goes away. And that's where I've landed here after all of this. It's been kind of a roller coaster ride, but I don't know, just to get your initial take on what's happening. And again, it's important. I know there's rampant speculation and stuff going on Twitter. And now you've got social media hunts for who is the woman and what did he do? And this, what this and that, but it's insane that this is where we are right now, that something happened that's so severe that the Celtics are basically ready to wash their hands with Ime.
Yeah, and none of us are HR basketball management experts here. What's the best course of action if what's alleged to have happened here happened? I don't think any of us had a great idea right away, and I think the first reaction among many of us was confusion over that length of the suspension a year. Does this really merit a long absence or even an ousting from the team here, which is, you know, possibly what's going on here? But you start to see what becomes of this being out there and this behavior that alleged to have happened going on. That speculation, you know, who are the females on the team? You know, who could this have been? That's damaging. And not only to the organization, but particularly to those individuals on the team. And that is what motivates, I would imagine, having a rule like this where there's no even consensual relationships allowed on the team here.
And so, this is not a strange thing. And again, to kind of paint the picture here, like, this is what's weird. The two words that are the key here is consensual being one. And there is a notion, certainly with the power dynamics in an inner office relationship, that there's no such thing as a consensual relationship because somebody, you know, when it's a superior and a subordinate. So that is understandable and it makes sense. And there's a million reasons why. And in Massachusetts, you can terminate people for this, for dating.
So that's the law,
I mean, but also it's a team and it's a company. You can allow things, you cannot. You know, I mean, companies can do whatever they want. If the Celtics said so, that's fine. You know, and you're worried about other things like, you know, potential, you know, any coercion or any bullying or anything that can really disrupt the workplace. The reason behind it is it can really mess up, you know, your entire workplace. And that's why it's not condoned. That being said, there's probably a ton of people, myself included, who ended up in relationships, long-term relationships with people who they worked with. I am one of them. And I understand it. And it's also very normal that people meet people dating XYZ and this and that. So the whole thing is very sticky without details. It's really hard to say what it is, but certainly you're always, there's always, it's always problematic when that happens. What is
particularly,
not,
particularly yeah. in a basketball sports setting where there's a small number of female employees. Of course, it's come out that it was indeed a female employee. And you have essentially this social media hunt now of who is it? And again, the damage there is considerable, especially if someone's falsely accused there. So we know from the team that Udoka is involved in this. This is what he's been accused of. On the other side of this relationship, there's real potential career damage here. So as this progresses, right, as we learn more, as we kind of see how what this turns into here, you start to understand a little bit more why this is potentially unsustainable in this work setting where Ime Udoka is the head coach of this team. He's overseeing other employees. We don't know which employee this was or what that power dynamic was, as you said, John. But there's a rule in place. I'm sure Ime was made well aware of this rule. And he appears to have stepped outside of it. So what's the right penalty here? Hard to say. But ultimately, it does seem like this is something that could potentially cost him his job just because of the fact of how do you bring him back into this setting after a certain amount of time here? It's hard to say. Like, this is really tricky stuff here, especially with
so details. And then this is where I believe. And again, people are going to get hung up on the details and what's behind them. The bottom line is this, and this is what's become clear. It has risen. It is either simply a policy that they have a zero tolerance policy around, and he crossed that line and that's fine. There's going to be speculation about it's more a matter of the who than the what. We don't know that. And again, it's not worth speculating. What we know, if you put the pieces together very clearly, and forget about, you're right, there's going to be social media, internet sleuthing, trying to figure out who and X, Y, and Z. It's a shame that that's happening. It's a shame that someone like Mark Spears had to come out to defend the reputation of Allison Feaster and deny that it was her, because that's where everybody went, because she's one of the front-facing female staffers, certainly on the scouting side of things, holds a prominent position in the Celtics organization. It's a shame. But now there's a ton of stuff going out there, and there's people's faces being plastered all over. That's horrible for those people. But what is clear, what we can put together based on what we know right now, is that if the Celtics are considering a year-long suspension and longer, and Chris Mannix is now reporting that resignation is on the table, the Celtics are done with Ime Udoka. And I think that that's a reality that I think has to sink in for everyone. This is not something I think he comes back from, and this is not something I think they want him to come back from. I think they clearly, and again, there's question about whether the Celtics are the ones who put out this information. And I think it's very, very clear, Bobby, at this point, that the Celtics' ultimate outcome, desired outcome here, is to be done with Ime Udoka, possibly resulting in some sort of resignation, settlement, which, you know, kind of, you know, absolves both sides from any sort of legal action down the road. And that's that. You go on your way. We go on ours. Here's some money. Let's call it a day. This is we're done. They're done. This is over, which is insane. So you have multiple things. What did Ime do? Does it rise to the level of and merit this level of reaction and punishment? It's hard to say because you don't have full details. And I don't know whether we'll get them fully or they'll be piecemeal together over time. But the other thing is the very real thing. Ime Udoka is probably never coaching the Boston Celtics again. So that's
ominous start to a week where we've already talked about Robert Williams. If we're going to go over this basketball side, and Danilo Gallinari's ACL tear, could even loop in the Jaylen Brown fiasco in July. Just I don't know if you'd call it disastrous offseason for the Celtics, but certainly not a good one. And now you have this leadership void atop the team, particularly in the short term. Seems like Joe Mazzulla is going to take over as interim head coach, a coach who only has main Red Claws assistant coaching experience, as well as two seasons as a college head coach, was sort of more of a development head coach for this team under Brad Stevens, carried over under Udoka's leadership, particularly at the urging of Jason Tatum, who's been very complimentary of him. But is this coach prepared, qualified even for the big expectations that this team's taken on this year? while also being a voice of the organization at this very challenging moment. They certainly seem to believe in him if they're propelling him to this position. Chris Mannix, of course, floating around as well, the possibility that an experienced head coach like Frank Vogel could join the bench to help ease this transition as well. I think that would be smart. But definitely, just a rocky moment, days from media day for this team that is going to have to address this in some way, and they should potentially bring in this public here. And, you know, that's sort of the thing we're going to quibble over here, right, is if they did put this out there and make it a public issue, was that the right thing to do? I'm sure we'd be sitting here if we were still guessing from that initial Woj report saying, why haven't the Celtics said anything? So you can't win either way, I guess, there if you're them. You know, we'd be furious, I'd imagine, if we didn't know what was going on.
All right, quick pause to tell you about our exclusive wagering partners and one of our sponsors here at the Garden Report, BetOnline. Over at betonline.ag, football is back, and BetOnline is your number one source for all your football betting needs and sports info this season. Find all of the latest football odds, news, and game matchups. BetOnline is your continued source for all your wagering information, including live betting, free contests, and live scores. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, including, of course, MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and of course, even golf. You know you're going to have basketball and hockey coming around the corner as well, so get ready for that. Use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, that code is CLNS50. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
So again, but that's the thing is, let's weigh it. Let's weigh it. That's what's, then this is the other thing we're going to be talking about. Let's weigh this punishment, which is resulting in flat out, basically, essentially termination, but let's just call it the one year suspension. If that's what it is, that's what Sarver got for being an absolute dirtbag for the entirety of probably his adult life. And honestly, maybe longer. And just being consequence free. And you have someone like Adam Silver saying, well, yeah, they operate by a different set of rules. I mean, I guess clearly, but this isn't a league thing. It's a team thing. So what is it that how did Ime so badly? And again, look, we're not naive. We're not dumb. Like I've worked in this business long enough to know there is a ton of stuff like this that happens all the time that gets swept under the rug by organizations because they don't want their dirt out in the open. And again, I don't know what this is, and I don't know, you know, how severe. You don't know whether consensual is truly consensual. That's only been reported one place. So it's not fair to weigh this versus everything else. But in terms of inter-office infidelities or guys stepping out or people doing things or coaches taking liberties or players or X, Y, and Z, I mean, give me a break. You know, like this is something that you see and you hear about a ton. If all of Boston media decided to let loose with everything that they've heard from really reliable, credible sources that everybody decided to look the other way on and pretend wasn't a real thing because there's like, whatever happens behind the scenes is their business. We'd fill, you know, a week's worth of Boston Globes with different stories and anecdotes. So what is it here that they decided that they want to make it public? They want to embarrass him or want him gone. What is it? And that's why the details, which shouldn't matter tremendously, are what people are going to obsess over. Cause a lot of people are like, why, how, what happened?
Yeah.
So that got you guys to get this upset and want him gone.
So there's two schools of thought on that, depending on what ultimately happened here. You could look at this when it's all said and done and say the Celtics are an upstanding organization with standards that aren't allowing crazy things to happen behind the scenes, like the Mavericks reportedly were, like you said, the Suns, all the misconduct that seemed to be going on behind the scenes there. If Udoka was in the wrong here and they, you know, possibly warned him and it continued, or they were trying to put an end to this, or even if it was just something that came up and, like you said, zero tolerance, and they caught him and it's done here, you look at the Celtics and say, all right, that's a functioning organization. If it's something more middling and, you know, gray area, or possibly something that maybe warranted a smaller punishment and you could potentially bounce back from, you do question putting this out there if that's what they did, right? Because this is potentially something that could end his coaching career. And especially when you get into the dynamic of, you know, a black head coach who finally has his first opportunity for year after years and years and years here. If this is something, a relatively small infraction where, all right, there's a punishment due here, but he should be able to come back from this. You do question him being put out to dry like this. You wish you heard something directly from the team, right? Because this gets out and it seems like there's still sort of this internal discussion going on, possibly a debate about what the right way to handle this is. Should it be a shorter suspension? Should it be a year? Should it be firing? Does this warrant a firing? Would a firing hold up legally over a situation like this? These are all questions we're going to have to potentially ask here, but you do have to question that this is being litigated publicly. Again, anyone in the organization could have put this out to Adrian Wojnarowski, and Woj initially did come out without saying what the violation was.
No relationship, just there's something happening. So again, yeah. That's the thing. And that's why it makes me think that's, you know, organization side, because the, if you're getting salacious details from somebody behind the scenes that knows what it is, the first thing that you get is the relationship, not the suspension, you know,
yeah.
knowing about how the team is going to react to something is something you get from the organization. Knowing details of an affair, or inter-office romance is something you could get from the trainer, a ball boy, anybody. That's different. You know, they don't know whether he's going to be suspended or not. That's what makes you think that information came internally from the team, because they had details of major discipline coming for this situation. So why? I mean, unless it was about to explode and about to get out there in some way or another, why is this out here? What is going on? Like, why have they not stepped up? They have the information. They have enough information to have made a decision by now, and to have acted. What should have come out first is just the action, not the leak. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. If it just came out, the Celtics have suspended, be like, or are about to, then that report should have been followed by something from the team minutes later. I don't understand how we are where we are.
Yeah, it's startling. And again, how does it get out to the media ultimately? Is this something that the team planned? I'd imagine not. But in a situation like this, where there does appear to be a debate over his future internally, you might have people who don't like what happened here, who think it is a very severe violation of not only team rules, but ethics and how things should work internally. And you might have some people, like I think a lot of our viewers and, you know, people online are saying, what's the big deal here? You're starting to see what the big deal is here by just what this news being out there has created publicly here. Like, you really start to understand why a rule like this is in place, particularly for a head coach of a basketball team in sports, in basketball, where, again, you boil down the number of people start to get accused on the other side of this. And there's really damaging effects of having done something like this. So do I have some sympathy here for Ime? Potentially, depending on what we find out here.
I don't know whether I do or don't. Because another thing you have to wonder, and again, I hate doing this because you have to speculate with lack of details. You only have what's reported on, and then you have to put pieces together as best you do. The Celtics aren't dumb. If this is out there and they're about to move on here, they have to feel pretty good that it's not going to destroy the team. At this point, do you think with confidence they move forward on basically moving on from Ime, a player that was essentially handpicked by Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Marcus Smart to come in here and to be the coach after a year in which he was incredibly successful, led the team to the NBA Finals? Unless they're down with it, unless they were so bothered by what was going on behind the scenes that they themselves wanted it, I can't say for sure. I just don't believe that they would do something.
Well, that goes back to,
this is where things get swept under the rug. When sweep stuff under the rug, when you want to protect what you have desperately, which is, I need to save Ime because I need it for the success of our franchise and the players.
But we kill teams for that. We killed we kill teams for sweeping things under the rug that aren't toward. But
that's why people do it. That's why they do it. And you understand it. Mm-hmm. That's why they do it. Okay?
Yeah.
So
but we have a workplace matter here, and we have a basketball matter. And if this organization is able to separate those two things, as difficult as that is, that's kind of how we expect. That's the standard we hold these organizations to. So there is a, I don't want to say like optimistic side to look at this, but this could be Boston's system working here. Again, that's given the benefit of the doubt to the team. I don't think we have enough information to give either side the benefit of the doubt at this point. On the other hand.
But silence says a lot, right? Like,
yeah, they're making a difficult decision here. Yeah.
But silence by the team says a lot as well. Because right now, if this were not something that people were down with and were not something that the players also supported a decision here, you'd have a lot of head shaking. You'd have some vague tweets, some quote tweets, sub tweets, things about like you would just have one of those vague SMH, you know, from Jalen, you know, which we got during the trade rumors. I feel like we'd have something in support of how you're going to do email like this. You don't yet. And again, I'm sure part of this is the Celtics have begged them, don't say anything until everything is done. But again, you have to feel as it could be one of two things. It either got away from them fast and this is damage control. It was about to blow up. Somebody was about to leak it. They had to do it and didn't have a plan. But the reports are they brought this to the players' attention 2-3 days ago. So it makes you believe it's part of a plan, right? That this was coming. And it was being worked on behind the scenes and it was being handled internally. Is it possible it leaked from outside the organization and that was never the plan? Maybe, but it does feel like they have been ramping up towards this, you know, and gathering some sort of internal support.
Again, like you said, you don't want to lose your head coach. You don't want to lose a chance at contending for a championship if you're a team here. So if you're going to take that difficult step, we're missing something here, certainly. And, you know, what we already have is severe, I think. You know, like there's a rule in place for this for a reason. And it seems like he stepped outside of that and they're taking a severe, you know, repercussion for that here. And again, no one wants to see this. Everyone's looking at this through a basketball lens and really frustrated with what this potentially means for the Celtics here. But at the end of the day, if this is an unsustainable situation and something wrong happened here, you would think they're taking the right step here by possibly moving on. And listen, we'll see what Mazzulla is capable of. You wish Will Hardy was still in place as an assistant to step into this role, a very respected assistant who obviously has a head coaching role out there in Utah now. But what are you going to do? You have your assistant coach. He has to step up and become an interim. Maybe you pad the bench with guys who are able to help him make that transition, and you still have the talent on the floor to be a championship contender here. This just adds a little more difficulty to the early stages of training camp and, of course, media day on Monday, which is just going to be a fiasco.
Well, I mean, absolute fiasco. And again, you know, I liked it a lot better when the Celtics were winning the offseason. Everything, you know, since, and again, let's just go team side with this, what's going on here. We talked about the threat, the panic level on Rob going down is an 8, 8.5 because of his long-term thing. You also have the Gallinari thing, of course. This is a 12 out of 10 bad.
Yeah.
This is a
why?
Because the disaster rating here is off the charts, horrible in terms of stability of the, because it's beyond moving on from a coach. You had a culture change, which was necessary 2 years ago. Brad Stevens, who by all accounts is an excellent basketball coach, was identified either by himself or the organization as not the right man for this job. The team had tuned out and was tuned out for the majority of last year too, or the first half of last year, and not responding. And finally, you got somebody who came in and made them respond and made them play a different brand of basketball. And you know, I'm not going to say he got them, but together they got to the NBA freaking finals. And now you're starting all over again with an assistant without any head coaching experience going in as the favorites in the Eastern Conference. This could be a disaster that could have ripple effects for who knows how long. And that could involve, as you said, the future of Tatum and Brown and all of these things. This is a disaster. There's no other way around it. You're starting at zero again with this thing where you were finally like, okay, you figured out the coach thing. That's great. You're worried about bench depth, big guy depth. You're starting all over again.
Yeah. And so much of the tone improvement and emphases last season stem from Udoka, Tatum and Brown as ball handlers, and some of these were organizational prerogatives as well. But he was the messenger. He was the guy who talked tough. He was the voice of the organization in the media. These are a lot of the roles that a head coach fills and are difficult for effectively a first-time NBA head coach here in Missoula to step into and not only address that, but also the organizational controversy on hand here. And of course, Brad Stevens is going to have to, be a voice in this as well. Wick Gross back in ownership. This is going to have to be a collaborative process for the team to be transparent here and explain to the best of their ability what happened here and what the next steps are for the organization and what they ultimately want to see happen here. And we need some answers, certainly, right? Like, Monday is going to be a big day for the organization.
You need answers way before Monday, Bobby. I don't know what we're doing here. Just do it already. Like,
yeah, where's the statement?
Do something. Like, now.
Think of the speculation that's out there right now. They're just leaving everybody out to dry. Not only Udoka, which could be fair if he did the wrong things here. How about your staff that is just getting crushed on social media with speculation that careers are being smeared? This is terrible.
It's terrible. So do something. Do something. Say something immediately. Like, address speculation. We are looking. There is an issue. We are looking at it internally. No formal decision has been made. Something, nothing is unbelievable to me right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And this isn't Jalen Brown where it's do we acknowledge a trade situation? This is a real controversy that needs to have some truth put on the table here.
We are investigating. We are conducting an internal investigation about a matter, yada, yada, yada. We have no further comment at this time. Something. Again, I don't know legal ramifications where they're saying something vague versus not vague. My guess is, they're really, 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 really worried about action. Oh, I lost Bobby. That's one of the things you have to consider here, whether there's legal action. We talked about the word consensual and whether or not that actually applies here, and whether or not you can even have a consensual relationship in an inner office, relationship where there's a disparity in rank and the power dynamic here. It's obviously a problematic thing. So it's really difficult to figure out what's going on. My guess is everything right now is, the silence is based on any fear of ramifications, it rolling back up on them, legal implications, and whatever's going on behind the scenes, which, again, everything that I see right now points clearly to the Celtics being done. Done with Ime, washing their hands with it. They are moving. Settlement is being worked out behind the scenes. The reason there's nothing being said right now is entirely because of that, is that they're figuring out what to do. And they're going to do it when it's over. And I believe the first time we hear from the Celtics is when they send out a statement saying mutually decided to part ways. That's the next we're going to hear from the Celtics. And that's it.
Yeah.
And they will not comment on it. They will not give us clarity on what happened. They will say it's an internal matter that will not be discussed, but somebody leaked it.
That's why we're confounded over the leak, right?
Somebody leaked it. So they want the public to know what it is, and then they're not going to say anything, and they and Ime are going to part ways in a statement that's going to come out probably soon, that Ime Udoka and the Boston Celtics have decided to mutually part ways, yada, yada, yada. We will have no further comment at this time. And if they're asked about it, they'll say, we can't because of X, Y, and Z, and that's that. And we will not get details from the team, and we're going to be stuck with this Sons of Sam Horn and internet Reddit sleuthing that's going on behind the scenes with people trying to piece it together. Who was it? Why was it? What's their relationship to whom? And on and on and on you go. And that's going to be that. So an email, I'm sure part of any settlement is Ime Udoka is not going to get to go public and friggin' have his say and let it out there, whether or not he thought something was, you know, that the relation organization overreacted or whatever. You're not going to get details from the team. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. The next time we hear from the organization is to announce that they and Ime have parted ways.
And that seems
and people, guys, you got to stop saying the Feaster thing. It's not Allison Feaster. It's been confirmed by a reputable reporter. It's not. And it's just, we got to stop with that speculation on it, because a lot of people are kind of running all over the place with it. It has been confirmed to not be. And also, I just don't think that it matters. But it's already out there that it's not. Anyway, go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, that seems to stem from people frustrated with the basketball implications here. But again, there's real implications beyond that for people on this team working, advancing their careers like Allison. It's really a shame what happened
to
her.
Enough.
So the team's in a rough spot here. And who knows, they might be doing all the right things here to address what was, you know, bad behavior behind the scenes outside of not only the team's standards here, but ethical standards of how a coach should lead a team. And listen, if Udoka did these things that he's been alleged to have done here, you expect better from him. It's too bad, right? He had a bright future coaching this team, brought them to a championship in his first season. It just seemed to be the right voice and hit all the marks and pushed all the right buttons here. Maybe had little quibbles over the X's and O's at points, but there's no doubt that it was an outstanding success as a hire in year one, and everybody came away thrilled about it. And now at this point, it looks like it's going to be over here, and you have to pivot as an organization.
So people are asking right now, a commenter asked very, and you're right, Bobby. He was
the story of the season, right?
I thought
that
so.
Changed
beyond
everything.
I thought he should have been coach of the year. I give him a huge share of the credit, huge share of what happened, both in terms of getting the buy-in and in terms of the tactical decision to let Rob play free safety, which really allowed the defense to operate at a different level and turn double big, which we thought was this clunky nightmare that was bogging down the offense, into something that made them this unstoppable defensive force with everybody kind
after
of playing
a season
on a
where they were as bad as anyone defense,
as bad as anybody. So this comment was put out here, and I think that it's fair. People want us to de-stress from the situation. I want to de-stress from this situation. I'm pretty jacked up. So one of the things we do to de-stress, calm.
Why do we need it more than ever?
Who thought calm? Thank you. Calm, save us. We need this more than ever now. And again, Calm is one of our most valued sponsors that's been with us for a long time here and is going to hopefully remain with us throughout the season. We need your help for that to be the case. So please, if you're into this and you want to de-stress, and again, it's not just the Celtic situation. I'm sure there's tons of things that go on in your lives, you know, family, work stress, kids who wake you up at 6 a.m. demanding pancakes when you were up till 3 a.m. because of this Ime Udoka nonsense. That's me. But yeah, sometimes you need help getting to sleep and getting your mind right. Calm is what you need to do. It's the number one mental wellness app. It's one of our partners here at the Garden Report. Gives you the tools to improve the way you feel. I know some people are like, I'm not into this stuff. That's fine. Trust me, try it. And it will make all the difference in the world. You can reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations, a ton of new sleep stories. Jimmy Toscano loves those. But little Jimmy, after a tough day of homeschool, likes to go to bed with a little sleep story.
Yeah.
He loves it. Little Jimmy. He's all tuckered out from homeschool.
The rain's good for me. I get by with the rain.
I love that. I love the nature sounds. I love the ocean. Improved focus, curated music tracks, rest and recharge. With, like we said, the sleep stories for children and adults. Jimmy likes the children's ones, but that's fine. There's a new daily movement sessions designed to relax your body. So what you need to do, number one, is go to calm.com/garden. That's super important because you have to go to that URL to get the discount. It's a big discount. 40% off a premium subscription is an insanely good deal. This is really not a lot of money for a year's worth of relaxation, you know, helping you stress less, sleep more, live a happier, healthier life. We all do that. We all use it here on the Garden Report. Please check it out. And if you do purchase it, and you should, we will send you this. And by the way, nothing is phenomenal right now.
Nothing.
Except for this t-shirt. This might be the only phenomenal thing left right now with the Boston Celtics, but we will send you one of these t-shirts. Please DM me. You see my Twitter handle up on the screen. DM me with a receipt from your purchase and your shirt size and your address, and we will send it off as soon as we can.
So, I have a Luke Kornet, Sam Hauser breakdown that's just sitting in the archives right now. Like, when am I going to be able to put that out there? This week's been insane. We've been covering this team 3 years here on this show. We've seen some crazy stuff. We've seen the coach become GM and a new coach be inserted, and our heads were spinning. This week blows all that out of the water. I cannot believe what we've seen from this team that had enormous hype, promise, expectations, and still will, right? A coaching change is significant here, but Jason Tatum still on this team, Jaylen Brown, all the talent, Rob's presumably back at some point this year. This season isn't over because of this, but man, does it get off to a difficult start here.
It's bad. And again, we're talking about having to dig through the internet to figure out what's going on. What do we have? Very little to go on. You got Jaylen Brown, who, you know, likes and retweets stuff every once in a while.
All we seem to know, right, is that Udoka will not coach a game for this team this year.
Yeah.
That seems to be clear.
But you got Jaylen Brown liking a tweet that talks about, you know, things might look bad, but they're actually looking up. What was that? Let me pull it up here. It was when you think everything is falling apart, boy, when I tell you everything is falling into place. I don't know what that means, but I know Jaylen Brown liked it. I know that Robert Williams just did an Instagram story, the peace sign in an hourglass. I don't know what that means.
He was getting surgery today.
Okay. I hope that's all it was. And because Rob, my guess is, you know, is more oblivious to this than anybody else. So
yeah, Rob and Gallinari had their surgeries today. So that's probably what that was.
Yeah. So, you know, prayers up for Rob, obviously that's a big deal, as well. And we hope that they went in there. Maybe there's a shred of good news coming out of today, and that the Rob Williams thing was simply a small little cleanup, and he's going to be springy and Rob-like in no time. So, it'd be nice to, what would be amazing is if when we get the press release from the Celtics that these guys underwent successful surgery before we get a press release on the Udoka situation, which is very likely. So that's where we're at, guys. You know, that's where we're at with what we have. I don't really know where else to go here. I guess
I'll just say,
in addition to, go ahead, say your thing. I have one more thought, but go ahead.
So Udoka was a significant force in this team, and I think he is deserving of a lot of the credit of what they did last year. But his staff's still here. Now, is Mazzulla ready to take on that head coaching responsibility? That's the huge question right now. But we read stories last year of the enormous impact that Damon Stoudemire had, of these other coach, Ben Sullivan, as a shooting coach. And he had a great staff, seemingly, that got a lot of credit.
You hear that stuff when you have top-down success. You know, nobody gives a crap about Belichick's assistants.
They get a lot of credit.
If they're performing badly, the team is performing badly, the assistants get shredded. When the team performs well, you're going to talk them up. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but we had that story in The Athletic midway through the year of, all right, Udoka's not being hard enough on these guys. All of a sudden, he's got a couple assistants who are stepping up here. Forget who it was exactly, who are saying, all right, get tough with these guys. But again, that shows the importance of that voice, right? The figure, the guy who gets that buy-in. And that's what the head coach is all about, right? Because you have all these little individual participation by the assistants here. They all have their jobs, and Wilt Hardy was a major figure on the bench in terms of breaking down film in real time and all the different ways he helped. He had the experience as well, working under Popovich there. Now you lose Hardy and you lose Udoka here. That's a staggering loss for the bench now. And Mazzulla, again, did great work with these guys in Summer League. I was out there in 2021 when he was the head coach of that Summer League team. But, you know, two seasons of college coaching here, it's tough to say whether that's going to translate, particularly when it comes to leading this team through these troubling times. Do you have a thought at all, John, that Brad Stevens should consider maybe walking downstairs again and stepping into that room and helping ease this transition?
I do not, because it's already failed. And it doesn't work anymore. Okay. If Brad self-identified or was identified as a problem who lost the team, him coming back in, and it's doubly problematic if there's any people in that room that think he may got done dirty. And if that's the case, then it's like, you guys did this, you made the decision, and now you're back. We didn't like you. We were trying to be nice, but we didn't want you here last year. You're fine up in the front office, but no, we didn't work here.
And that's a difficult balance too, right? Coach/GM.
You need what you, this dovetails perfectly into kind of my point, what I was going to say, Bobby. The most important thing going forward now, as far as the organization is concerned, is where the players' heads are at. And I said this is no different than when Ime Udoka was hired. I didn't care. Remember, we talked about, is he good? Is he ready? Bringing in an assistant, no experience. None of that mattered to me. None of it. Because the only thing that mattered, lost Bobby again. Only thing that mattered to me when Udoka was hired is if the players liked him. And the fact that you had Tatum and Brown's stamp of approval, albeit a tepid one, because I don't think those guys get super excited about anything. But the assumption here was that those guys were 100% on board with the hiring and wanted Udoka back. And I think Bobby's trying to sneak back in here, so let me pull him in here. All right. So, Bobby, as I was saying, when he was hired, the most important thing I thought was that the players liked him. I didn't care about his experience. I didn't care about his, you know, whether or not he was up to the job, whether there'd be a little bit of a learning curve, take his lumps early. You needed the player buy-in. It was by far the most important thing. On the way out, player buy-in is the most important thing here as well. This story is as big as it is to the players. Not, again, we're going to get hung up on the, is Mazzulla good enough? Is the coaching good enough? Of course, you bring in a coach who's an absolute disaster. And yes, that can tank a season. You bring in a replacement level coach that can at least steer a ship and not be totally rudderless and keep it moving forward. And you have the talent, you should be fine. What's going to be a problem is if the players behind the scenes are like, I cannot believe you guys did Ime like that. And if that's the vibe, there's no coming back from this. And you have long-term ripple effects in the organization who feel like this was, who don't agree with ownership, who are pissed at management and who thought Ime was their guy. However, if the players hated what was going on behind the scenes, yeah, I'm not comparing situations here, but it is really interesting because the media sees one thing and the fans see one thing and the people see another. I'm going to take the Bruce Cassidy. I'm going to take the Bruce Cassidy situation. First of all, media loves Bruce Cassidy, loved him. Still loves him. Second, he'd had success on that team, so it wasn't a matter of track record. Very recently being a coach of the year. It was the presumption that the players loved Bruce. But after he got whacked, really nobody came to his defense. And what we found out behind the scenes is players weren't digging him. They didn't like some things about him. They didn't like how hard he was on them. Publicly, they didn't like certain things about how he set up, you know, how they were playing, you know, offensively X, Y, and Z. And there's even speculation that some players like Bergeron and Krejci, though they'll never admit it, weren't coming back to play for this man. Again, we don't know if that's entirely true. What we do know is the perceived support and, you know, love for a head coach that everybody thought was universally adored didn't exist. It wasn't a real thing. So we don't know behind the scenes is maybe they don't love you. They didn't love Ime, or they don't as much as we think. But if they do and they're pissed, or they might think that what he did was so bad and egregious and it had been an ongoing thing and it was a distraction. And John Farrell's another person who comes to mind in terms of Boston history here, where the players are all set. Screw this guy. He's off doing his own shit and it's messing with us. That's possible. So the player reaction, long story short, is I don't know which of these things are true, but the player reaction to what is ultimately going to be Ime's resignation and removal from the team is the most important aspect of this.
Yeah. And like you said, you want the next guy to be able to come in there and calm those waters a bit and be able to say the right things to these guys and get some level of buy-in, right? Because it's going to be difficult for a first-time head coach who's stepping up off the lower level of the bench. Again, Mazzulla was already stepping from sort of this development role, working with Neesmith and Pritchard and some of the guys deeper on the bench into that assistant spot. And Udoka spoke really highly of him when we were at Summer League. Tatum as well, saying you can tell how passionate he is about the guys and his craft. He's gotten so much more knowledgeable, vocal, and comfortable in his role as a coach. He's helped me out tremendously. So Tatum, with a real seal of approval of Missoula back there in the finals, which of course is as important as anyone on this roster when it comes to, you know, approval of this guy's head coach. But I think you hit a lot of the right points there, is that the team's reaction to this is going to be the entire story of what this means for this season, right? Like, do they have belief in what the front office did here? Was this appropriate action? Do they really, really miss him? Or do they just kind of put their heads down and say, all right, we're the players. We're going to go win this championship here. The worry is that it seemed, from our perspective, right, like Udoka did so much steering last year, so much talking for the team, setting those prerogatives, emphases, and even just kind of dictating what the tone would be for the group publicly through their struggles and through their successes. Like, a lot of those ups and downs in the playoffs, he really grabbed the rope, right? And was like, all right, we're down 3-2, but we're not worried here, and blah, 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 blah. And then they came back and won that series. Yeah. So this is definitely tough internally as well for them to manage this.
Yep. So let's recap. There's some people kind of jumping in late, which is cool because, you know, who expects a Garden Report in the middle of the day here? But obviously there's a ton talking about. So let's get through every piece of information we know based off of reporting. Okay. Not getting into speculation. I'm going to go through the entire timeline. 10:35 last night, Adrian Wojnarowski tweets out that there's potential discipline. Involving, I mean, certain discipline and potential long-term suspension for Ime Udoka for violating some sort of team rule. Leaves everybody twisting in the wind for a couple of hours. Not really sure what that means. Obviously, you know, speculation runs rampant. Shams from The Athletic and Stadium follows up a couple hours later and says it was a consensual, it was a relationship with a female employee. Woj also doubles down on that next morning, consensual relationship. And again, the word consensual has been thrown around twice with a female staffer. So those are the pieces of information that you hear. Then you also hear next, which is, okay, consensual relationship, female staffer. How severe is that going to be? What is this punishment going to be? Some people, 5 games, 10 games. What's significant for something like this? Then the report comes out that it's a year. And all of a sudden, stuff kicks into overdrive because you're like, what? A year is on the table? That is insane. So that's the other piece of information. That's where the story went from like, where, okay, seems like he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar or something happened, to uh-oh. Then soon after that,
particularly when it's framed very early as penalizing, significant penalty. Yeah.
So soon after that, right. Soon after that, because you had significant penalty, but nobody knew what that meant. To me at that time, Bobby, 10 games, 20 games would have been very significant, very significant. Mm-hmm. I even speculated right before that 1 year report came out, maybe he just misses the preseason and he's away from the team, which, while not great, would be a slap on the wrist sort of suspension, allow him to return here and then go back to business as usual. But that year long suspension, then Chris Mannix comes out and says, okay, now Ime is considering resigning, which is kind of where our mind started to go once the 1 year was floated. So now you've got some heavy duty problems with what's going on here. And the picture being painted very clearly is Celtics are done with Ime. And right now, I think the delay, and right now what we do, we don't have anything from the Celtics, nothing. You have nothing from players really of any substance, and certainly nothing from, you know, Ime, of course. So something like this, we just really haven't seen anything like it. And now we're stuck twisting in the wind here with what's going to happen next. But the presumption is,
and that's what's most confusing about
the presumption
this,
right, is that something's coming. And the only thing that makes sense right now, and what we've concluded, is behind the scenes, they're working on a settlement where Ime Udoka is going to resign. And that's going to be that. And that's what we expect is going to happen sometime soon. And that's it. What I do want to add in here, and somebody's mentioned in the comments, there is rampant speculation about who's the employee, what happened, XYZ. Everybody's name, everybody immediately went to Allison Feaster, who works in the, what is the title of Allison?
Vice President of Player Development.
Player Development, okay. Extremely high up in the organization, an extremely valued member of the organization. The only really front-facing, one of the front-facing females. I it's not calling her a staffer seems, it's not a, I mean, sure, she works on the team, but, you know, she's very high up in the structure and it plays a very important role with the front office staff, former Harvard player, WNBA player, Allison Feaster. It's not that. It's been confirmed. It's not that. It stinks that we have to say it, but that's what it is. It has been confirmed. It is not Allison Feaster. So please, everyone stop speculating.
What a disaster that is. Oh, my, could you imagine?
Yeah.
That's brutal.
So that's what we have. That's where we're at. These are all the facts that we have. We've been on for a little, close to an hour right now, kind of waiting to see whether another shoe would drop, and nothing has right now.
No, and Woj had pointed toward the team coming to some kind of announcement today, or determination today, before Friday. So maybe they squeeze this in at the end of the afternoon, and we'll be back later tonight talking about it. But I think we did a good job covering it here. And again, like, I know everyone's frustrated about the basketball side of this, but we just saw what happened out in Phoenix with a bad workplace and very toxic things happening behind the scenes. You know, maybe the Celtics are taking the appropriate steps to prevent something like that from happening here. Who knows?
And again, to be fair and to understand it again, the concept of consensual relationship in the inner office dynamic, power dynamics here between someone with authority and someone without authority, is a troublesome thing. And you can really question whether or not any relationship truly can be consensual, given that and all of the, potential things that can happen off of that. There's a very clear reason why I've worked companies where that's been the case, where it is absolutely not permitted under any circumstances. You cannot date because it can be, there's
especially given his stature, a lot of
legal,
right?
There's legal implications. It can really mess up with the workplace. So people talk about in the real world what would happen. In the real world, it's very possible someone could be terminated for something like this. That makes sense. What is strange to us is if the Celtics really wanted to preserve Ime's job and kind of keep things going here, we've seen organizations and we know for a fact, and very clearly, people try to sweep stuff under the rug all the time. The Celtics are not doing that here. The Celtics clearly have determined whatever it is that Ime has done has risen to the level of them no longer wanting to be partnered with him. And that's what's interesting to people. It's not like it couldn't happen and it wouldn't happen in the real world. Of course it would. And of course it could and has. But also there's plenty of situations where there's been impropriety and stuff behind the scenes, and organizations try desperately to kind of sweep it aside, deal with stuff internally, not have things blow up in their face because they want to maintain, especially if there's not pending legal action or some sort of shitstorm or something here that's going to happen. The question is, beyond the black and white aspect of broke a rule, it's a rule we take seriously, why all of this? That's what's still not clear. And again, people are going to speculate, and I have as well. I don't want to say it publicly, but is it, I don't really want to say it. You can put a lot of pieces.
Don't say it.
No, I'm saying you can put a lot of pieces together and wonder what is actually going on. And if there's more to it than we know. And that's it.
My biggest question is why, when it seems like determinations haven't been made internally about how to handle this, it got out. And that goes for Ime, giving him a fair process here and giving him due benefit of the doubt for what happened, as well as the staffers whose names have been thrown into the mix here, and as well as the organization to, get their official message out here and figure out what that's going to be, right? Like, they could not have organizationally decided, all right, we're going to put this out and test the waters and see how this goes. Like, that could not have been the plan here. So why did it leak? Again, Woj didn't have the actual details of what happened here initially. So it was kind of being handled internally. And you had the team basically saying, there's a matter here. He violated a team rule. And there's going to be some sort of penalty for it. And then Shams comes through with the actual details of what happened, which I'm sure did not have to do come from the team. But who knows? Woj's kind of guessing like where things stem from with this reporting and whose guy is who and all that stuff. But that's perplexing, right? They're still talking about what's the coaching situation going to be like? What's the penalty? Is there going to be a resignation? And meanwhile, Boston's burning on the outside and everyone's trying to figure out what's going on, right? So yep. That's a really perplexing part of this, is why this is played out so publicly.
Yep, no doubt about it. We do want to, before we wrap, bring up another one of our sponsors here, you know, that we want to talk about. And again, you're talking about maintaining good health. Hey, we all need to do that. So check out Athletic Greens. It's, you know, one-stop shopping, 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole-sourced ingredients, probiotics, put you in one little scoop, cup of water, supports your health, gut health, nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, aging, all of these things, supported by tons of medical professionals, athletes, celebrities, thousands and thousands and thousands of positive reviews, lifestyle friendly, virtually no sugar at all, supports better sleep quality and recovery, mental clarity and alertness. Every one of us over here on the Garden Report use it. We ask that you use it.
Needed
as well.
It this morning. It was a late night.
It was a late night. I double scooped.
Yeah,
I got 150 minerals in me this morning. So make it easy. Athletic Greens going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do, visit athleticgreens.com/garden. That's super important because you have to go through that URL for us to get credit and for you to be able to get this discount bonus. If you do that, again, athleticgreens.com/garden. If you do that, send me your receipt and information to my Twitter handle here, and you get a phenomenal t-shirt. And again, nothing right now is phenomenal at all. And also, again, quick shout out again to Calm, our other sponsor for this show, calm.com/garden, number one sleep and mental wellness app. That's a 40% premium subscription. You sign up for either of these, phenomenal t-shirt. You sign up for both, I got to come up with something really good for you. But definitely check it out. So Bobby, before we put a bow on all of this, what do you want to, where do you want to go here?
John will sign the shirt. I think we've said all
that
needs.
That'll devalue it. Yeah. That happened to me once at spring training, like when the Sox were at the old ballpark and somebody asked me for my autograph. And I was like, you know, producer or something at like Channel 7. I was like, you can't really want that. I was like, please don't do that. I think that's the only time I've ever been asked for an autograph. But yeah, Bobby gets asked for pictures all the time, selfies, you know, down at the Garden. That's terrific. Anyway, the house is on fire here.
Yeah, this is a disaster, and you really worry how it's going to impact the team. I think you put it well when you said, how's the room going to react to this? Is there a level of trust between what the front office is doing here and what the players perceive this to be? And we haven't really heard from anybody yet. So are the players all just scrolling through Twitter right now themselves trying to figure out what's going on? That's something you wonder about as well, especially with everything that's gone on already this offseason, right? In terms of where everybody stands on the roster and what's happening next with this organization. My antenna went up, right? When Wick said what he said on Friday, was that Rob? Was that Ime? Or was it just a little bit of everything? Like, uh-oh, maybe reel back expectations for this season a little bit here, because there's a lot going on. And this certainly is. So you do give this team, these players, a little bit of leeway through the early stages of camp here. And how do you get what you want out of camp when you're going through a coaching change? This thing starts on Tuesday. The whole team's already back in the facilities. I found it interesting that Ime, you know, what we've seen pictures and videos of everybody, right? You've really never heard from Ime this whole offseason, right? Podcast or interview or availability or anything else. So you almost wonder what he, like, that was one of my first thoughts here, right? Is like, what's he going to have to address here? Because, right, he has a family. He had a past relationship that we all knew about. And, you know, are they still together? Are they not? That's really none of our business. But that is something that kind of has to be addressed with a controversy, right, like this and the accusation that's been made. So I'm sure he's going to have things to address as well. But that characterization from the earliest moment, right, that the team is coming down with a significant penalty here on him. This isn't giving him time to step away and figure out his own stuff here. Like, the team is really trying to show that they are laying down the law here on something that they found unacceptable. So I'd imagine there is still going to be a lot more to learn about this. I think it's tough to kind of hold your tongue. We talk here on a show.
I'm trying to hold my
everybody.
Tongue.
Yeah. So, but sometimes that's the best course of action, right? That's the responsible way to go. We just got to wait.
And you know, you got to wait for multiple reasons, Bobby, yeah. Because again, again, just to reiterate the thing I've said multiple times, whether or not, you know, when the power dynamic comes into play, an inter-office romance between somebody of the stature of Ime Udoka and somebody, you know, a subordinate or a lower level staffer comes into play. Can it truly be consensual? And that's why, you know, those things are always problematic for sure. Does it happen a lot? Yeah, probably a ton. But what is it here that took them in this direction? I don't know. And I don't know anything.
This is what we talk about, again, right?
But
this is what we talk about, right, with women in sports. Like, they're in a difficult position where they're a handful in the organization. A guy as powerful as Udoka, and again, I think this is what you were just alluding to there. Can he have a relationship with someone in the organization when he's an authority figure and he might have hand in whether your career is advancing? Like that, that's why a rule like this is in place. Not to mention the speculation that's gone on, which has just been so damaging today. I really can't get over that Allison situation. And credit to Mark Spears for putting that out there and saying that this is not her, this is not real. And I think that should be a good lesson for everybody who was floating that.
It sucks. It sucks that it's happened. It sucks that other people are currently being dragged on Twitter and being brought into it. All of it sucks. The whole thing sucks. But again,
at the end of the day,
if it's black and white, clear cut, violated a rule in which they have zero tolerance policy, do it.
Yeah.
Axe it. I don't get it. I don't get the level of discipline coming and the fact that we believe very clearly based off of everything that's happening right now that the Celtics' ultimate desired outcome is for Ime to no longer be the coach and to force a resignation, which is just bananas to me, that it's so bad that it can't be salvaged, that it can't be saved, that it can't be worked out with a small suspension and a fine or some sort of training or some sort of something behind the scenes. That's what is there a word? I'll put it this way, for the people on the other side of not the other side, for the people on the side of this that say zero tolerance, something like this has to be nipped in the bud. Would you be furious if the response from the Celtics was, 30-day suspension, no pay, missed training camp, sensitivity courses, XYZ, something for violating rules? Yeah, I that would make sense. There's plenty of rules. Put it this way. And again, there's lots of rules in lots of companies where if you got into a fist fight or two employees get into a fight on company property, they're both terminated. If Ime got into a fight with somebody there and they fired him, would you be like, couldn't you guys have just done something different? Did you have to fire him? Like, I know it's in the rules and I know it's really bad and you can't have that, but like two people got heated. That was terrible. Can we figure something else out? I don't know. Is it a situation where you feel like there's predatory environment? Again, I don't know the level. That's why you don't want to fully speculate.
Maybe there were warnings, right?
Maybe there's warnings.
Shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just continued, and it got to a point where this kind of action had to be taken.
So that's what I mean. It's like it is,
we really need.
There's
we
no really need coming the back from here. It.
We might never know them. Yeah.
There's no coming back.
All we can imagine, John, is that all we can imagine is that the team probably doesn't want to tear apart its coaching staff days before media day, go into a year where they had championship aspirations with this huge question mark, and yet they did it. So there was something serious enough here where they took this action in spite of the damage they were doing to themselves. Because again, this was not a league matter, right? The league wasn't involved in this at all. The Celtics said, we got to do something here, and suspended them for a year. So I think we can draw some inferences from that this was serious, or they at least viewed it as serious or something that was unsustainable. Because even if that expectation is that he's going to step down and be gone with a year suspension, that's probably signifying that whatever relationship dynamic was at play here was unsustainable. And this was not something that Ime could return to the Boston Celtics and be a figurehead after, right? Like whatever the situation was, it was unsustainable. And so they did what they did here. Was it the right way to go about it? We'll go back and forth about that. But you're going to displace your coach for a year on your own accord. You thought something was wrong here, right? That's what we're taking from this.
Wrong, again, and it's wrong for whatever reasons they deemed it to be wrong to this level. And again, if it was like, put it this way, not everything is created equal, right? If Ime was in a relationship with somebody and that, and there was, even if infidelity came into play and those two were going to ultimately get engaged and, you know, and it had gotten serious and they're both very serious about one another and they wanted to get married and that was the result of this, you know, people would say, well, you know, I mean, look, it happened with the Red Sox with Middlebrooks and Jenny Dell, who, while being, you know, a Nesson employee, you know, that's owned by the team. That was something that could be potentially problematic. But they ended up getting married, and it became a different story. And again, not directly the same thing here, but also something that, you know, happened here in Boston. And there's other examples of it as well. You view it a little bit differently. But if there's something else going on, whether it's predatory behavior, worried that there's a ton of stuff going on, warnings, more than one instance, you know, person who fears for, you know, their job security, things that have disrupted the workplace. Yeah, there's a million different layers to that could make this a ton more problematic. So yes, it's not as black and white as broke a rule. And that was that. It has to be something that they've deemed unacceptable to the point that him returning is not a good idea anymore. And they have to feel pretty confident about it. And it's, I think it's over. I think at this point, we are going to expect Ime Udoka's resignation sometime, possibly by today. If that's the case, we'll come back up and talk about it. But I think that that's,
yeah,
I think that that's real. Certainly if there's more detail.
Yeah. And I, if you're wondering why a rule like this is in place, you just have to look at what happened today. Nothing going on here turned out well for anyone involved. And that's why you would have a rule in place like this to not allow something like this to happen in the workplace. Again, like, I was pretty new to HR and what's permissible and what the seriousness of something like this is, John, coming into today. Like, I even came into it and was like, all right, is this a fireable offense?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You see with what played out today, like, why something like that is not allowed.
At face value, you can look at it a few things. It makes sense why it's not allowed, but there's a lot of people who will say it's two freaking consenting adults. And if this truly was a consensual relationship, what are we doing here? I get both sides. I really do. Without the details, it's really hard to come to a firm opinion on whether or not you think it merits this level of response. And that's where we're kind of stuck here. But the reality is, whether we feel that way, the Celtics do. And the Celtics at this point are moving on from Ime. And that's why the speculation does us no good, because it absolutely, you could speculate and draw one conclusion and it ends up being completely the other thing, right? My initial reaction was, really? Like, they're going to get rid of Ime over this, but what if it's a great deal more worse? You know, you'll regret feeling that way and having that take. And I've said so on Twitter, like, at face value, it's difficult to understand why it rose to this level, unless there's just a lot more that we don't know. And once we do know it, we may feel totally differently. So that's why the speculation messes up your thinking. We get too hung up on whether this should be happening or not. And we don't know that yet. What we do know is it is happening. And Ime's career with the Celtics seems to be over.
Yep, and there's going to be a massive void to fill there. Wouldn't imagine it's going to be Brad. Reports are it's going to be Joe Mazzulla and possibly bringing a coach like Frank Vogel to help ease that transition. I think that would be a good idea here, because this is going to be a rough period for not only Mazzulla having to speak for the team and lead these guys through this, but also the players themselves who – again, what do they know at this point, right? I guess you said they had been briefed on this, right? That was a report that was out there.
There was a report that the players in the couple of days prior had been told what's happening behind the scenes.
All right. That's good. Yeah, so that's what we got. We'll circle back if we learn anything else this afternoon. I'd imagine we'll get a statement before the afternoon's done, you would hope. Yeah, because that's the biggest thing. Where's the team on this? A lot of people are floating in the wind right now, and I think – you know, they probably look at that and they're like, all right, like, you guys want to hear something. But I think, like, they owe some of their employees an announcement on what's going on here, considering what's happened to a lot of them on social media today.
Yep. Yeah. People are concerned with your eyes, Bobby. And at this point, I feel I have to talk about it.
I don't know. I guess it's my screen time. What 10, 11 hours? I was
you're
up
a little,
till 3, 4.
You're a little
groggy.
You're a little blinky. And people are saying I don't blink. I think I blink. But certainly a lot of blinking is more noticeable.
I'm glad
we're
focused on the issue at hand.
Well, once we get past the hour, you can go into, this is where we
maybe
get into
I should give my eyes a rest. Let's get off the air here.
This is where we get into pickles and pizza typically. So at this point, the obsession seems to be over your lack of blinking. And I think it's from a place of love. I think it's from a place of genuine concern.
Yep, I'm ready.
But the
some
blink,
games,
the
John.
Blink meter right now, you would be slaughtering me. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I'm ready for some game. I'm breaking down Hauser film, Cornette. How are these guys gonna fit? And here we are again talking about something else crazy off the court.
But yeah, that's fine.
And this isn't the last one. I'm not even gonna. I'll tell you off the air. But I'm sure we're gonna have another tough discussion by the time the preseason's over.
Are you quitting?
I think you might know it. No. I'll tell you off the air.
All right, cool. Ooh, tease, big tease. Once again, just to recap, we've been through all of the stories. We don't have all the details of what's happening. We do expect something from the Celtics. We will jump back on. I think we're going to come back on it. I don't know if we're going to come on for breaking news. We may. If Ime resigns, Bobby and I might jump back on just to get your reactions to it. We've said a lot about the story. Certainly, we might have more details back then. So as things
develop, might get Jimmy on tonight. Yeah.
As things develop, there's a possibility we jump on again in the middle of the afternoon. More likely than not, we are going to do a show tonight with Jimmy, potentially Joe Sway, and Sherrod as well. And really get some added perspective here. I'm going to keep talking to people. I'm really interested to see. Bobby's going to be working behind the scenes as well to figure out what else we can figure out and bring to the conversation. So we have more to say, but beyond that, I think we gotta wrap, but thank you guys. I mean, for jumping on here, I know everybody's super interested and concerned with what's going on. It's a crappy day for the organization right now for what's going on. And this is certainly not fun news to talk about. It is always fun having you guys here because we miss you and we do like hanging out. And we were getting very excited about kind of picking up with Garden Reports and doing it on a more regular basis, starting next week with Media Day and beyond, which we're obviously going to do. But it's definitely been, there's kind of a cloud hanging over the team right now. So it's a bit of a bummer, but we enjoy doing the shows again and having you guys back. So thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah. Thanks guys.
Yep. We're going to wrap it once again, quick shout out sponsors. Really do appreciate if you at least go to the website and check it out or do some research on either of these sponsors. If you don't end up deciding it's for you, that's totally understandable. It's not for everybody, but number one, athleticgreens.com/garden. It's 75 vitamins and minerals all in one scoop, helps promote sleep and immune system and mental clarity, and really an excellent supplement for your health. So go check that out, athleticgreens.com/garden. You get that offer when your supply of vitamin D5 free travel packs. And of course, Calm.com, number one health and wellness app. Receive a 40% off a Calm premium subscription. Calm.com/garden. Go check either of those out and come back and DM me your receipt, your shirt size, your address. We will send you a phenomenal t-shirt. Once again, Ime Udoka, facing a likely suspension for the entire year, is considering resigning for what is being at the moment called a consensual relationship with a female staff member. We hope to know more later, and we will bring the details to you once we do. Thanks for hanging out with us.